And hello, everybody. Matt Dennison and Brian Sullivan with you. This is our girls basketball regional preview show here on the Big X Sports Radio. Brian Sullivan is with me this week for our regional coverage. He'll be in tonight for the regional preview show and with us on Saturday for our coverage of the 3A regional at Charlestown. More on that in just a second. But Brian, two local teams, Silver Creek and Lanesville, won sectional championships and get to play another week. It's a wonderful time of year here in Indiana.
I think watching how this season had played out, if you could say there were going to be two teams that advanced out of the sectional round, Lanesville and Silver Creek would have been the best bets. They've both been ranked in the top five in the state in their respective classes throughout the entirety of the year. They've both played tougher schedules than they have in the past to try to get them over the hump moving forward. So I like the momentum both of them have. They'll have, obviously, big challenges in front of them, but we're excited to see how it plays out for the two local teams.
One of the favorite things this time of year for the girls and boys tournaments, we like to honor the local champions, get you prepared for the next round of the tournament. So over the next few weeks, we hope on the girls' side of things, we have both of these teams alive, not just this week for the regionals, but maybe for the next few weeks, perhaps some opportunity for these teams to make it to Indianapolis and play in state championship games, but that's still a little bit off. Let's cover a couple things, Brian. Tonight's show, we will talk with Scott Shane coming up here in just a moment. He's the coach of the Silver Creek Dragons. We'll also be joined a little later in this opening segment by two of the very key players, and there are many key players yes. for this Silver Creek girls team, but Jacqueline Emily will join us coming up. Alana Striverson as well will be with us in this segment. So we'll get a real feel for Silver Creek, what they've been able to accomplish this season, maybe some sectional joy from them, experience what it was like, and hear from the coaches and the players their success there over the weekend, especially that big win over Salem. And then we get later in the show to talk with Angie Hinton, one of my favorites as well, that's at Lanesville and having a lot of success for the Eagles. They've got a chance, as we mentioned, in the 1A tournament. We'll also talk to a player or two from her squad as well. And then we'll wrap things up in the final segment. Chad Gilbert, the host of the 3A sectional at Charlestown, will join us, and he's going to tell us all about some of these good teams that will descend on Charlestown High School this coming weekend for the 3A regional that he hosts. As far as our coverage goes this weekend, of course, we've got weather coming in the area as we yes. are putting the show together. IU is scheduled to play on Saturday early in the day, and so for us to be able to get this Silver Creek regional semifinal game on the air, we will be doing so on WNAS 88.1 on the dial. WNAS, always a great friend of ours here at the Big X. It's also during the day, the station you manage and work mm-hmm. with the great students of New Albany High School on that project as well. So we'll have the Silver Creek game coming your way on WNAS. We'll have more information later this week about how to stream and the many different ways you can listen to WNAS Saturday for that regional semifinal. And if Silver Creek wins, let's say when Silver Creek wins on Saturday, we'll be here Saturday night on the Big X for the 3A Charlestown Regional Championship game. So that's a look at the show tonight. That's a look at our broadcast details for this weekend. No question, it is a busy time with high school and college basketball right now. Scott Shane, the coach of Silver Creek, is with us. 21-3 are the Dragons. And, Coach, congratulations on the sectional championship. Not only did you win the game, but you beat a very good Salem team that has been a real nemesis to your program. Regular season matchup, it was tight and down to the wire, but you guys came out playing some great basketball on Saturday night at Madison.
Yeah, cool. Matt, hey, thanks for having us on the radio, man. Yeah, we had a lot of respect for Salem. They had been the champions of that section for the last 3 years, and so to finally get an opportunity to beat them was good, not only for our team but just for our program.
Scott, Brian Sullivan here. I got a question for you as a coach. All right, this is the first time in 10 years that you all have made it through the sectional round. And for people that maybe aren't aware of the background there, it was your first year as the head coach at Silver Creek when you all won that sectional championship. I'm curious about the difference. I mean, there you're walking into a situation, you're inheriting somebody else's players, you haven't worked with them before, and you all win the sectional championship. How is it different, the preparation for that team throughout the course of the year, when it's your first chance to work with those kids versus a season like this where, for a lot of these kids, you've had it in the system since probably they were very early elementary school?
Yeah, well, you know, it's. I think when you think about that, I don't know how much a big of a difference it really is. I know a couple of those players that text me that, you know, it's been 10 years. That's been a long time, and they all have kids. You know, they have families of their own now, and I can't tell you how many text messages I got from players that played on that team just, congratulating our this year's team, because we do base Brian. Everything is a family, man. I mean, we talk about it. Once you come through this program, you're part of the program. And, when you're older and you've got kids of your own, we still want you to come back, and we want to celebrate you and have you involved with this program. But I do see what you're saying. When you first come in, and the very first year we went a sectional, you know, my first year coaching, we win one, and shoot, I was like, oh, this is how this is going to be? Hey, this is going to be this is going to be easy, yo. And, it was nothing like that, you know. And the one thing I really took from that was I didn't enjoy it. You know, I didn't enjoy that first one at all. I didn't let my team enjoy it. We kind of, you know, we got to flip the page and flip, because, you know, we have a lot of still unfinished business here in this tournament. But, you know, to actually have a moment where we can kind of let the kids enjoy it a little bit, you know, and to know that all their hard work is paying off. And to know these kids, you know, with like Alana Jacqueline, these kids that's come up through, Abby Grimm, these kids that, you know, we've had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years with, to watch where they are. And Jacqueline and I were just talking about it just prior to our conversation here about, you know, is it worth it? You know, is it worth all the sacrifice that you make? You know, and that's one of the comments we made after the ball game on Saturday night in the huddle was, you know, girls, that heartache and all the stuff that you sacrificed, you know, going virtual. You know, we had a lot of kids that made a lot of sacrifices for this season, you know, with COVID, you know, and playing AAU basketball and going out instead of going with their boyfriends, going to the gym and shooting, you know, all these different sacrifices. You know, is it worth it? And almost to a T, they was like, this feeling right here is worth it. So, like I said, it's enjoyable. You know, they were a little bit different. I think I was a lot younger when we won it the first time. I was dumb. I was kind of dumb back then, you know, and not nearly as, still not real mature, but at least I'm a little bit more experienced. But, you know, to really appreciate what's important, and that's the fact that, man, to see the joy on my team's face when that buzzer was getting ready to buzz and to see their excitement. I mean, as a coach, that's pure joy for me.
Scott Shane, coach of the Silver Creek Girls, with us. It's our Girls Regional Preview Show, and this opening segment is brought to you by UPSJobs.com. This is year 11 for you, Coach Shane, and you mentioned that in your very first year at Silver Creek as the head coach, you won a sectional championship. So it's been a few seasons, and before we get too far into this and talk about Evansville Memorial and what the week's going to be like and the upcoming regional tournament as a whole, one of the neat things about our area, and Sellersburg has had a lot of opportunities lately, whether it's been their football team or whether it's been the great boys basketball program and other sports as well, but to celebrate some of these student-athletes in your community. And so talking off air with you after the game Saturday, I know that you had a caravan back from Madison all the way to Silver Creek High School. It took you some extra time to get home, but I'm sure it was a joyful ride for the ladies and the coaches that are part of your Silver Creek program. Talk about that exciting trip back into Sellersburg on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. You know, when the buzzer sounded, you know, and you know, it was an opportunity for us to kind of take a deep breath and kind of just relax a little bit and look around and take in everything. You know, and Matt, I think that's one thing I've learned in all the years coaching is sometimes we don't take a second to kind of take everything in and just to take a moment to experience that feeling, you know. And then when we get out and we're walking out of the school, and of course I'm soaking wet because and it's 22 degrees outside. I'm surprised I don't not sick with you know sick and everything. But I walk out and we get on the bus and get in the van and we're heading and man. There is a line of cars behind us, and there's you know a police escort, and I'm telling you, I can't make this up. When we left the parking lot at Madison, the police lights went on, woo, and there we went from there through Scottsburg down 65 into Sellersburg, and then when we got back to Sellersburg, there was just a ton of the Dragon Nation out there to meet us. And, you know, it was just a great feeling, you know, get out and see grandmas and grandpas, to see aunts and uncles, you know, people that haven't been able to come and celebrate and be with the team, right? Not like it has been in the past where you can, you know, you're there and at every game, but to see people that have not been able to come to games and be there for their grandkids, their you know, their nephews, their nieces, you know, it was just great for our kids. Just to, like I said, to watch them come off that bus and to be, you know, jumping up and down, and just to set out a goal, you know, to set a goal after last year, to set a goal, and then to see a team actually accomplish that goal, and to see a team actually grow from last year to the when that buzzer finally sounded. Just to see that was just, for a coach, again, it was pure joy, man. It made my heart smile tenfold.
Coach, you know, obviously in the sectional finals last year, and we've all discussed this and know what the motivation was. You all had a lead late. Salem comes back, and I think probably starting with the time you all went in the locker room after the game, the focus was we're going to play them again at some point along the tournament trail, and the focus this year, the attention on Salem in this in the conference, but also when you got them in the sectionals, and that's been such a motivator. Now it's behind you. And after a whole year of the focus of we got to get over this hurdle here, how do you, as a coach, now get them refocused? All right, we got a new goal. All right, everything that we've worked for the past year, that's done. We got to refocus and get ready for Evansville Memorial. You know, how has that philosophy changed? You know, what's been the thought process with your coaching staff in the past couple of days?
That's a great question, Brian. And the way it is, you know, we've been talking about boxes. Like we have boxes that we want to check off, and last, you know, one was a conference, you know, to win conference. That was a box, you know, and we checked that box. And the next was to win sectional. You know, Salem really, I mean, they were in, I mean, and I hate to say it like that. They were, because you had to go through Salem. I mean, we knew that. Everyone in that section knew that you had to go through Salem to win the sectional. You have to. I mean, you know, it was just a box. Honestly, it was just a box. The sectional is a box that we wanted to check off. And we have boxes, you know, a regional championship is a box. Semi-state is a box. A state championship is a box. And so that was kind of the talk, you know, let the girls enjoy. We took yesterday off, and each of them, you know, we're part of this group text. And that was the very thing is, hey, time to move on to the next box. You know, we enjoyed this on Sunday. You had Monday to kind of recoup a little bit. Now it's time today, you know, we're going to move on to the next box because we have a very, very, very good basketball team setting in the regional. Very good basketball teams, not just one, but, you know, three very good basketball teams, and arguably the best, the toughest 3A regional in the state. You know, and we're going to have to roll down there on Saturday and play well. So it's just it's moving them on to a box. Yeah, it was a great accomplishment. We're excited about it. We're happy. It's great for our program. It's great for our younger kids. And I tell you what, Brian, you know, you have a young one. You know, we both have seventh graders, and the opportunity for our kids to actually see what that looks like, you know, to understand what that looks like. I mean, it was huge. But, hey, we got unfinished business. We talk about unfinished business, but, you know, we want to win a state championship. I mean, that's our goal. But there's little boxes along the way, and that's how we try to keep them motivated and keep them focused on the next step.
Coach Shane, before we let you go and get to some of your players here in just a few moments, we got to talk about this Evansville Memorial Ball Club. A very good team, and a team that your program, maybe not this specific team in the regular season, but your program has some history with over the years. Memorial comes in 18-4. They've got a really strong tradition of girls basketball at that school. And again, it's a team that over the years, as you've been at Silver Creek, whether you've played them, whether you played them in a summer scrimmage game, you've kind of kept an eye on what they're doing. You're the same class. They've had success, and someone that you want to be able to compete with and try to beat.
Yeah, they're you know, Evansville Memorial is one of those, you know, blue chip programs, man. I think they've won 12 sectionals in the last 20 years. In my first year, you know, our first year we won sectional in 2011, I guess it was. That's who put us out in the regional. You know, and they went on to win the state championship undefeated that year. So, and then we end up picking them up on our schedule, and so we have history with Evansville Memorial as far as playing. When Coach Dockery, who's a Hall of Fame basketball coach down there, retired. a couple years ago. You know, Bruce and I, you know, we would send emails to each other. He really wasn't asking me for advice. Let's get that straight. I was asking him for advice. When you got over 400 wins, I was asking him for advice. But a lot of respect for Evansville Memorial. They're a lot like Salem. They're real scrappy. They got, you know, multiple kids that can score. They score a ton off their defense. You know, they're very active. You know, we're going to have to not turn the ball over. You know, we're going to have to play well. I've been very happy with our defense. I was just telling, you know, these two in here, Jacqueline and Alana, I was just talking to them about, you know, defensively, I thought we were, like, really good. And that's tough for me to say because I'm a defensive coach. But I thought we were really, really good. Offensively, we weren't very good. You know, we didn't shoot the ball real well, which makes me happy a little bit because, you know, we were able to beat some really good teams, and we did not play very well on the offensive side of the ball at times. And we're going to have to against Evans Memorial. You know, we're not going to be able to roll in there and just, you know, have an off shooting night. And, you know, I do think our defense can keep us in games. But, you know, we're going to have to shoot the ball a lot better this weekend if we want to be coming out, you know, and heading to either Jasper or Jeffersonville on February the 20th.
Scott Shane, coach at Silver Creek. Coach, we look forward to hearing from some of your players coming up here in just a moment. Best of luck this week. Enjoy it. Congrats on the sectional championship. It's been a wonderful season so far for your team and program. We hope that continues for you.
Hey, I appreciate you, Matt. Hey, thanks for all you do for girls basketball. I appreciate that, brother.
Thank you. And we continue our girls regional preview show, this segment brought to you by upsjobs.com, with a couple real key Silver Creek players. And Jacqueline Emily is first up to join us here on the Big X. First off, Jacqueline, congratulations on the sectional championship on Saturday. I'm curious, as the game with Salem was unfolding up at Madison, and you guys have this pretty big lead, and they make a run, but you make a run right back. What was going through your mind as a senior, thinking a year ago when Salem in a tight game beat you, and knowing how good they were again this season? Could you believe how well your team was playing, and that you really had the game pretty much in control?
Yeah, it was crazy. We knew going into that our defense had to be on point, because if it wasn't, we weren't going to win, because Salem's a good team. They can score the ball really well, and we have times where we can't score the ball really well, so our defense had to be good. And we knew Marissa had to have a good game because she was our mismatch there, and no one could guard her on that team. So we just knew if we did our job and play defense, we were hoping that Marissa would do hers and score the ball for us. So that's what the plan was, and it worked.
Jacqueline, this is Brian Sullivan. You know, I've been watching you play since you came in, pretty much day one, your freshman year. And, you know, for people that aren't as familiar, you all played a lot of freshmen and sophomores your first couple of years there. Had a little bit of success. You won 15 games a couple of years ago, and you all in Salem in the sectionals, it was a three-point ball game. You came in, they were asking a lot out of you offensively your first couple of years, and all of a sudden you get some transfers coming in. And I think there's a lot of situations where, you know, a star player or the leading scorer looks at people coming in and could feel threatened by that, or say, well, hey, this is my team. You know, I'm the go-to player, whatnot. I think as important as the new players coming in, I think you and some of the other upperclassmen willing to share in, you know, the balance of the offense and take a step back for the good of the team is as big a factor in why you all have had the success the last couple of years. How was that, having, you know, players come in when you're used to playing with that group and now you all are having to adjust to different roles with a little bit more depth and balance there?
Well, that we were welcoming. We didn't care who was scoring. We just wanted to win. It wasn't fun losing all those games my freshman and sophomore year. It's not fun to lose. And like when we were in middle school, we didn't lose a lot. So like coming in there, we would get blown out. It wasn't fun. So everybody on the team was like, if they can help us win, we want them here. And we were fine with that. And they are literally our best friends now.
Jacqueline Emily is our guest here on our girls regional preview show. As a senior, to win this sectional, to have the celebrations that you did with your teammates on Saturday night, Coach Shane told us about the caravan back to the high school, to be one of, what, 16 3A teams still practicing this week. How special is all of this to you as someone that's really been a lifer there in Sellersburg?
It's crazy. Like, we still can't believe we still won. It was so much fun, like, going back on the bus and then having, like, the fire trucks meet us in Sellersburg and drive us through downtown Sellersburg. It was crazy. We were all so happy, and I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else because these are my best friends I'm playing with. So we're just hoping I can keep on playing with them a little longer.
Jacqueline, anytime you've got a team like the one you had last year where you know you've got a lot of the pieces coming back, one of the things coaching staff would like to do is maybe bulk up the schedule a little bit. And there at midseason, you're undefeated, you're ranked number one, and you all go on the road for one of the most difficult weeks where you're playing in the North Central Tournament, a couple of ball games, and then you turn around and play Crown Point when they're ranked number one in Class 4A. When you look back at that week playing that competition there at midseason, how important was that to your preparations now in state tournament, having played against that level of competition?
The teams we were playing were extremely good. And, like, we knew when we played North Central that we weren't going to find, like, a press that was going to be that. There were such an athletic team. We weren't going to face anybody that in the postseason. So it got us prepared, and we played with them fine. So it showed us that we can play with people who are a lot more athletic than us and who are somewhat better than us. And it really, like, turned, opened our eyes that we are better than we think we are, and we weren't as bad as we thought we were. Because Coach Scott wasn't really, like, was like, you all can play with them and all that. And he was like, you all need, like, we weren't playing to our full ability. And, like, when we played North Central, and we lost, and then we turned around and lost again, we knew Crown Point, we had to be better because we had taken a step back, sort of, and that's what we did.
Jacqueline Emily of Silver Creek, one of the very key seniors on this team. She averages almost 11 points per game, and she's going to play college basketball when everything wraps up here at Silver Creek at Kentucky Wesleyan. Jacqueline, congratulations on what's been a wonderful career. We, too, hope this thing continues for you guys a few additional weeks, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
And we continue our Silver Creek segment here on our Girls Regional Preview Show. This segment brought to you by UPSJobs.com with Alana Striverson, another real key player for Scott Shane and his Silver Creek girls team that's headed to the 3A Regional at Charlestown this weekend. Alana, you're not initially from Sellersburg. You came here a few seasons ago, so I'm curious, now that you've experienced some tournament success, you've been on a number one ranked team in 3A basketball this season. I know crowds aren't the same. I know the pandemic has greatly affected things, but what are your thoughts on high school hoops here in Southern Indiana? Is it the real deal? Is it what you always heard it was?
I can definitely say that the fans and the support system in Indiana, period, is a really big deal. And my team my previous team at Mill was actually a successful team as well. And I mean, we had our support system, but the support in Indiana, Southern Indiana, period, is just so overwhelming. But of course, in a good way. Of course, having success always helps. But even with my, like, recruiting, like with college and things like that, it really took a step forward whenever I moved to Southern Indiana. I mean, just the coaches and the people around you that just wanted to see you succeed and see the team succeed is really just something that you can't ignore as a player, for sure. And my mom and family and things like that appreciate that really well, of course, because of all the articles and video and things like that that I got the minute I came here was like, wow, they, like, really care about girls basketball. And it's consistent, and that's something that I really appreciate, is that we're not just something that you talk about one week and then next week you're on to something else. I mean, throughout the 2 years that I've been here, people around the state have been really consistent with the really good support and just wanting to know how we're doing and wanting us to be successful. Then when we are successful, they're right in that line in sectionals whenever we won, and they're meeting us at the school and just as happy as we are, jumping and screaming and crying. So, I mean, it's something that I really appreciate as a player, and I know my team does too, is the people that are really for us and want to see us succeed.
Alana, having watched Silver Creek the past couple of years, and we talked about that with Jacqueline a few moments ago, you know, they started with this young group a couple of years ago, and then as they were bringing in some middle school kids and you and your sister came in just watching the growth of this ball club. I thought the biggest jump I'd seen from last year to this year is the ball movement that you all have. You know, quick ball reversals, finding the open person, being unselfish, you know, turning down a decent shot to find a better shot. I know that's one of the things, but as you look at this group and your all's improvement, what do you think some of the strengths of this current Dragons ball club is?
Yeah, I mean, coming into Silver Creek, I mean, I really had no clue about any history. Like, the boys had just won state when I came here, and I had no clue about that either. Like, people were telling me, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even know. Like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. So, I mean, of course, they would tell me that they were good, but I didn't really know how good. So whenever I came into the program, I really just wanted to sacrifice myself and my sister as well and just put all of our talent, effort, leadership, things like that into the team. So I really had no clue how team dynamics were. I just knew that the players and coaches were very accepting, with very open arms, which is something that I've commended them with from the very jump, is that they knew that we were good and they knew we liked to win. So they made sure that they were just nice and accepting and things like that. So coming into it, I really had no clue how they played. I mean, I knew they played fast. That's about all I knew. But first practice in July, I mean, we got right into it. So really, I think last year, I want to say we were a lot less mature last year as a basketball team. I don't think we really knew how good we could be because of me and my sister being new and still trying to fit in, see how we could fit into the team. But I think last year, I don't really think we saw the pieces that we had come together. I think we kind of saw spurts of it throughout the season, and it kind of didn't go our way, of course, last year. But I think the spurts that we saw last year, we put together this year. So I think the maturity that we have this year and our fundamentals and things like that on defense especially, and offense, of course, helps. But, I mean, this year, you're right. The way that we shared the ball was just, I mean – passing up an open shot for an even better shot is something that coach has highlighted forever. I mean, our defense, we work on defense every single day in practice. So that's something that coach and even I try to mimic as a leader on the team, that look, when we're not hitting shots, which we didn't, I don't think really all section, I don't think we really shot the ball as well as we had all season, that our defense is what's going to help us win championships. So our maturity and our fundamentals and things like that coming together and knowing that, hey, I can shoot, but so can Jacqueline, or hey, I can shoot, but so can Kennedy. I mean, that thing, I mean, we have so many weapons, and I think we started to figure that out. So they can't take all five of us away on the floor. So if you're getting covered or you're getting double teamed, there's always somebody else that's open. So I think us putting the pieces together is a big part of why we're seeing success that we saw last Saturday.
Most definitely. Alana Stryverson of Silver Creek, 12.5 points a game. And again, there are a number of key scorers and key players on this team, and she definitely plays many roles for the Dragons. Alana, thanks for the chat. I should also mention Alana already committed to play college basketball at Lindenwood University as well. So congratulations on that, and best of luck this weekend as well.
Thank you so much.
We'll head to a commercial break. When we come back, our girls' regional preview show will continue. We'll turn our attention in segment two to Lanesville and talk with Angie Hinton more about the Eagles, their sectional championship from Saturday night, and a look ahead at what should be a very good 1A regional at Springs Valley as well. We'll cover that and more as we focus on the Eagles in the next segment. This is the girls' basketball regional preview show on the Big X Sports Radio. Matt Dennison and Brian Sullivan back with you. It's our girls' regional preview show. We're celebrating the sectional success of Silver Creek and Lanesville, and most importantly, getting you ready for Saturday's regional action across the state of Indiana. This segment is brought to you by T.A. Jenkins Company, LLC, Design, Build, or Remodel. It's T.A. Jenkins Company. And with us right now is Angie Hinton. She's a very familiar name. Her old family is to basketball here in southern Indiana. And at Lanesville, in her time there, three straight sectional championships for the Lady Eagles, including a big one on Saturday night. Coach Hinton, thanks for joining us, and thanks for being with us here on this show.
Well, thanks for having us.
It's been a tremendous season for your program. Once again, you guys 21-3. You've been highly ranked all season long. Let's just start by learning more about your team this year and what has made this Lanesville club so very good.
Well, we have everybody back from the last 2 years where we had some good success. That always helps when you've got veteran kids. This is the first year that we actually have some seniors, so that's been a lot of fun. Our program kind of starts and it's built around Gracie Adams. She's been the main player since I came there. She's had some great games for us. She's just a very solid 5'9 shooter. She's averaging right around 20 points a game, 21 points a game. We've got some decent guards that have come into play this year for us. That's really helped our overall game. You know, we tried to up our schedule a little bit. We have played Trinity Lutheran. We have played Tecumseh. We played Bedford. Those were some really tough games for us. You know, that is the three losses that we have this year. But it's made us better as a program. When I first came in, we really didn't have that many highly ranked teams on our schedule. So we've really tried to increase the competition because we know, you know, coming into tournament, those are the kind of teams that you're going to face. Having those kids who've been through it with Gracie, Liz Turner, she's been a senior starter for us. Danny Hare's been a starter for us the last 3 years. And then we have two sophomores, Morgan Sonner, who is our center, and Lindsay Warner is our second leading scorer. She's also a sophomore. So those kids have been really solid for us. And then adding in some freshmen and a couple juniors, Emma Campbell comes off the bench. Is a good three-point shooter for us. Kennedy Gordon actually leads our team in assists, and she comes off the bench, and she's a junior. We have Mackenzie Pavey back this year. She's a senior, just a solid kid for us, and a kid who's kind of made a big difference for us here down the stretch has been Ava Kerr. She's a freshman guard, and she's really come in and held the ball for us. It's just been a kind of a transition for her coming in as a freshman, not having a summer because of COVID, not having a preseason just because of, you know, she plays volleyball, and just not knowing each day what you're going to have as far as, are we going to be able to practice? Are we going to be able to play? You kind of go with your older kids and bring those younger kids along. And she's finally got to the point where she's coming in. She's comfortable. The game has slowed down a little bit for her. And, you know, we're really, really playing some pretty decent basketball right now.
Coach, this is Brian Sullivan. You all have won three sectional championships in a row, which with Matt just mentioned here. But before that, Lanesville never won a sectional championship in program history, and you all were coming off of 12 consecutive losing seasons. There's always a lot of talk about culture when a new coach comes in. My question is, you know, making that transition, you were at North Harrison as an assistant. You're coming down to a small school program that had not had any success. What were some of the biggest things that you all had to put in place there coming in to help bring about this turnaround that you've had?
Well, we put a lot more time in the gym probably than they had ever spent in their life. You know, a few of them have played a little bit of basketball outside the season, but we changed that culture, you know, a little bit at a time. You can't go in there and just say, hey, we're just going to do this, this, and this. We had to pick a few spots, and they'd never done anything truly in the summertime. You know, we got them involved in playing games and practicing in the summer and just did a lot of individual workouts. So getting that culture changed. And then when you do win a few ball games coming in, it's always easier to get the kids to buy into what you're going to do. Knowing that we as coaches had success in the past, they gave the kids a lot of confidence, I think, in us. I think they started to believe that maybe we could help them develop and become the players that they wanted to become. And they started, you know, just putting the time in and just believing and trusting us and trusting each other. And again, when you win ball games, that really changes the whole culture.
Angie Hinton is our guest. It's our girls' regional preview show. You mentioned your past success, and of course, Joe Hinton, your husband, is also an assistant coach at Lanesville. And anyone that knows anything about basketball knows the success that he's had over the years at multiple stops. But
going back to your last head coaching spot where you had tons of postseason success, that would be at New Albany when you won a state championship. So when you come in and tell the girls your experience, obviously they can pick that up from you as well. You've got that resume to back it up. This Lanesville program, as things are building, as you've won three in a row now heading into a regional this weekend, do you ever recall some memories and some times from that great state championship run with the Lady Bulldogs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we refer to my past team, my past players, our past experience every week. There's something that comes up. We just compare, you know, things that we have done, and we can actually, you know, tell them, you know, that the experiences that we've had, and they have to believe it because it actually did happen. And I've had some of my former players, you know, come in and they've watched our team play, and you get to, you know, introduce those kids, you know, to some of our players. You know, Kenetra's come to a game, and Jesse Dablo's come to a game, and we've had Aaron Wall at a game. Paul Hamilton's come to a game. Denise has come to a game. And, of course, I have Lacey there with me. So that's really neat, having those kids come back, and our kids get to see them as young adults now. And, you know, that really just kind of puts everything into reality. I really don't talk, you know, that much about, you know, like my success or the success that the New Albany program had. We just talk about what it takes to get to that level and that it can become a reality, and these are the things that those kids did. So that, you know, it's a different culture, you know, at Lanesville, and the community is really, really supportive. So when you go in there, it's a little bit different because the kids at Lanesville, everybody does everything. So you kind of had to kind of give and take a little bit with that. Whereas at New Albany, I think kids start to specialize a little bit more. But, you know, the level of competition is different, but it's still good competition. And, you know, I think just them having known what we did, and then, of course, you know, being at North Harrison, of course, they were very familiar with North Harrison and had played, you know, had played North Harrison when North Harrison was good at the very beginning. So just, you know, them knowing and seeing all that, you know, it just puts reality. It just gives them a reality to know that it can be done.
Coach, looking at the regional field this week, and between North Harrison and New Albany, you have played, or your teams have been in a lot of regional tournaments. Four of the top five ranked teams at the end of the season in the 1A poll, and all four teams, they were ranked 1 through 4 in the computer rankings. I know it's relative to the level that you're playing at, but can you remember a more competitive or tougher regional field that you had to go through than what Lanesville's going to be looking at this weekend?
Well, I tell you, it's kind of like, you know, when we were at New Albany and our conference was so good and our sectional was so good, where you had Jeffersonville and you had Bedford in there and James County was good. And, you know, that was a really tough sectional to go through. And it still is. It still is one of the top sectionals, you know, in the state, in my opinion. And going into this regional, it's going to have an old Final Four state championship feel to it, because you got to play in the morning and you got to play in the afternoon. You got the top teams in the state coming in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's really going to be competitive. It's going to be a lot of fun. The only thing that I really hate for the kids is they're not going to have that full crowd, but they are opening up a little bit. I think we each get around 300 tickets. So at least they're going to have a nice crowd to play in front of, because that atmosphere is just unbelievable. And it's just something that you can't replace. You know, we don't get the crowd noise that they can put on TV, but I tell you what, the people that we had at our sectional this weekend, they sure made a lot of noise.
Coach Hinton of Lanesville, our guest here on this girls' regional preview show. I want to go back to your team for just a moment. You mentioned her. We're going to talk with her coming up on this very program in just a bit, but Gracie Adams has had quite a year and quite a career at Lanesville. Can you talk about her a little bit more as a player, what she does and what she brings to your team?
Yeah, Gracie's just a tremendous – she's a tremendous person. She's a tremendous player. She practices hard every day. You know, I was told when I came there, you got this kid who's got – she's got kind of a little bit of a quirk in her shot, but she plays hard, and you're really going to like her. And I tell you what, I really do like her. She just brings it every day. She's got a really good jump shot. You know, she's 5'9". She's not really a slasher. She's not really a great three-point shooter, although her three-point shooting has tremendously improved over our time there. But what she can do is just stop on the dime and pull up and shoot. And she can catch and shoot. And at her size and her length, she gets above people pretty good. And she's become a pretty good passer. She leads our team in assists, and over her career, she has led our team in assists. So it's not like she's shooting all the time. She's a very unselfish player, and she's a great rebounder. I think over her career, she's got 876 rebounds to go along with her. She's got 1,775 points right now. And she's had some high games. She's had a game 41, 45, and 47 this year. You know, so she can score, and when she scores, sometimes you just let her go. She gets in a rhythm, and she's kind of fun to watch. We've had some games where she's just really lit it up, and then she's had some games where she's kind of struggled, but then you look at the other things she's done on the court, and she's had that ability to make her other teammates better. She really wants to play in college, but she's got a kind of a unique position that she's in. She's not a super ball handler, although it's improved. But if somebody's looking for a kid that they just want to score and shoot, you know, she's a tremendous fit for your program.
And everybody always needs a scorer like that, especially, you know, at the smaller college levels. Before I even had a chance to watch your current Lanesville group start playing, I'm watching your middle schoolers that are coming up behind. You got a phenomenal group of kids about to enter the program. How important is that? You know, everybody wants to have that one team that can make a big run, but the best coaches are the ones that have a total program, that players can come and go, and yet the level stays really high. When you look at what you're going to have coming in, how important is that for them to be able to see the success that this group is having, because that gives them something to shoot for? So when Gracie and the other seniors are gone, you all don't have those drop-offs that some programs have when good players walk out the door.
Well, that's kind of the neat thing about being at Lanesville, because it is so small. They all know each other. The kids are in the gym together. They've all grown up together. Their brothers and sisters have grown up together. So they're always there, and they're always looking up. And I've gone back and watched a few clips of these kids, these seniors, when they were little playing. It's kind of funny just to see how much they've grown, how far they've come. But the young kids in our program, they have really watched these kids. They've supported these kids. They've been in gym to practice with these kids, because our facilities are very small, very limited. So our kids are in the gym together a lot. And they accept each other, and, you know, and it's like little brothers and sisters, whether they are or not, they're there together, and they bring them up together, and they watch over them, and they help them. So I got this group of seniors when they were, you know, going into their sophomore year. So I've had them for the last 3 years. The first year was very challenging. It's got better each year. And then that group that came in behind them, the juniors, you know, we've got solid kids in that group. They've had more time with us. The kids who are sophomores now, Warner and Sonner, they've been starting since their freshman year. So they were there in the junior high working with us, coming into our practices. And then my eighth grade group that I have right now, that's a really strong group of kids. And, you know, people have asked me, what are you going to do when Gracie's gone? Well, we're not going to replace Gracie, because she's a kid that's going to be really difficult to replace, but we're going to fill in with a bunch of other kids, and they're tremendous players in their own right. They're different kind of players, and we'll be a different kind of team, which is okay. We'll just take what we have and we'll adjust to their style of play. They're very good defensive players. They shoot the ball better. They have better fundamentals, and they're really going to add to the group that we have. right now in our program, and we bring those kids in, it's going to add even more to it. So it's a lot of fun, you know, and you hope every year to get a kid or two out of every class to add to what you have. We don't have great numbers, but we have good quality. And I've always preached good quality over quantity anytime.
Angie Hinton, the coach of Lanesville, with us. A very interesting, very tough 1A regional coming up for the Eagles on Saturday. They will play in the opening game, a rematch from the regular season against Tecumseh. It'll be Trinity Lutheran and Lagodi in game two at Springs Valley on Saturday. Coach Hinton, it's great to see you back on the sidelines again for another stretch here at Lanesville. We wish you all the best this weekend at Springs Valley.
Well, thank you very much.
We continue on with Lanesville as they prepare for the Springs Valley Regional on Saturday. And a lot of conversation with Coach Hinton about senior Gracie Adams, and she joins us right now here on this Girls Regional Preview Show, brought to you by T.A. Jenkins Company, LLC. Gracie, congratulations. It's been a great time for you at Lanesville the last 3 or 4 years, and this year has been no different, a very big senior year, so congrats on that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Let's talk about the sectional championship game. You guys that are seniors this year, and you especially, this is kind of becoming old hat to you, the third straight sectional championship for you. But how fun was it to win one with your teammates this season for the third time in a row, you being the senior and you again being the key player for this team?
Yeah, it's always fun to win big games like the sectional with the teammates you've been preparing so hard for. And it was the third one, but it's just as fun as the first and second ones that we win, and hoping that something that we can keep that tradition going. And being seniors, it's glad to end our last sectional appearance on a good note, and we're hoping to end the regionals and semi-state and state the same as we did sectionals.
Gracie, Brian Sullivan here. I was talking with one of your former assistant coaches at Lanesville, and as we were discussing the sectionals over the weekend and just trying to get a sense of, you know, how you've improved during your time there. And I know she said, well, you know, she played a lot of inside early on. I know at 5'9 or so, you're probably at the college level going to have to step out on the floor a little bit more. And as I'm looking at your numbers, I see especially your three-point shooting has gone up from 26% your first 3 years, and you're up almost to 40% this year. Your free throw shooting's gotten a lot better. Is that something by design to get you ready for college, or is that something given the makeup of the team around you that they needed you out on the floor shooting a little bit more than you had earlier in your career?
Yeah, I think it's just a mix of both, because as I've been really looking into colleges and like thinking about the next level playing in college, I realized that I will have to be more of a guard. So I've tried to work on that more. And just this year with our makeup of the team and just things like that, I think that my shooting, being able to do that and, like, my three-point percentage and things, that it just really helped and worked with what Angie and Joe have been trying to accomplish this year through our offensive sets and just scoring in general.
Gracie Adams, our guest here on the Regional Preview Show. I want to talk about Tecumseh. It's a team that you guys are familiar with. They were one of just your very few losses in the regular season, and you played them in the postseason last year as well at the regional. Coach Hinton talked a little bit about them as far as a scouting report, but what's your view of Tecumseh and what you guys need to do to come out victorious on Saturday?
Yeah, I think we've not been at our best when we've played them, and I'm hoping that our next matchup, third time, hopefully we'll make third time a charm. But I know as well as my teammates know that Tecumseh is a pretty solid team all around, and they're really aggressive, and they really forced us a lot of turnovers. So we're hoping to limit those and get our heads straight and in the game, and hopefully not cause as many turnovers, because that really hurt us. But I think we've done a great job in practice this week, just getting prepared for that and trying to get our intensity up to help us hopefully beat Tecumseh in the next game.
knowing that you all had, you know, so much of your nucleus coming back from last year and this being your senior year, I'm sure that had something to do with the fact that you all got Trinity Lutheran on the schedule, who've got a couple of Division I prospects. Bedford is one of the favorites in the 4A state finals. And it gave you a couple of losses, but when you look back at playing against that level of competition, what are some of the takeaways? I mean, how did that help you all as you move through the rest of the schedule and to get you prepared for postseason here?
Yeah, I'm really thankful we were able to play them because I think it really opened our eyes and made us realize that that like the things we need to bring out, our intensity, just our ball handling, passing, just things like that. It really helped us bring out how we need to use that to beat the teams in the future. And really, we did lose, but I think everybody was satisfied with what we learned from playing the teams. And at the end of the day, it was a loss, but it was a great learning experience for everybody on the floor. And I think that everybody was appreciative that we put them on our schedule. Although it hurts our record, it really will help us out in the long run in tournament play and things like that.
Gracie Adams of Lanesville. Gracie, again, congratulations on what's been just a fantastic career. We wish you the very best this weekend as well.
Yep, thank you.
And the next Lanesville player we talk with here in our girls' regional preview, brought to you by T.A. Jenkins Company, LLC, is sophomore Lindsay Werner for the Eagles, and she has had a really good year as well and getting all sorts of experience as a youngster on this team on some sectional championship teams. And Lindsay, great to have you with us. I'm curious. I know that Lanesville loves its high school sports. I remember covering the baseball team and some of their postseason success and a state championship. And the community really embraces things when you guys do well. What's the feel been like this week at school and in the community as you hear from fans and supporters of you guys?
It's been great. We're more like a big family, and like everybody knows everybody in the community. And we've even had some people do like team dinners for us, which was really nice. And under normal circumstances, the stands are packed, and even during like COVID with all the restrictions and stuff, we've still managed to get as many as we can in there to support us.
Gracie obviously gets a lot of the attention because of the points that she's put up, but I think any of us that have watched basketball in the state for a lot of years knows example after example of big scorers that did so for very average teams or didn't have much postseason success. So really, it's got to be a total team effort. That being said, you come in and she's already established as a pretty big gun. You know, what do you see your role on a team, and talk a little bit how the coaches have put this together to really both complement her talents as a scorer, but also bring out the best in you all as those pieces that you've got to have postseason success?
We started doing a lot more like high-low and like just me and Gracie on the same side and just having us work together. And I think towards these past few games, coach has really like tried to key in on me and Gracie working together. And most teams usually put a lot of pressure on Gracie, which usually helps me out and lets me do more for the team.
Lindsay, I'm curious, you're young enough as a sophomore to probably remember, as you were in elementary and middle schools, a Lanesville team that in girls basketball often struggled. They had a number of seasons where they had losing seasons if you look at their record. And since you've been around and as you got into your upper grades in middle school, and of course both years you've been in the high school program, this team's had lots of success and they've been one of the better girls teams in the area. How have you noticed maybe the energy and the excitement change with the girls, with your teammates, and just in general about Lanesville girls basketball since Coach Hinton has been there and since things have turned for the better?
It's just been really exciting. And even like the team had a lot of support even whenever they weren't as good. And now that we have Joe and Angie and I've gotten a lot better, everything's just grown. And we've just been lucky enough to have as much talent in the community as we do. And even the next few years, we should keep going.
Coach Hinton, she mentioned to us when we were interviewing her a little bit earlier, she made mention of, you know, when coming from bigger schools, how players specialize sooner or, you know, maybe all the way through their 4 years. Smaller schools, just because of the number situation, don't necessarily have that luxury, and so you find a lot more of the basketball players doing multiple sports. I think in your case, one of the standouts on the volleyball team, do you see a benefit of playing a second sport or a third sport, whether that, you know, helps develop other muscle groups or, you know, just gives you a break to recharge mentally before you get into basketball season? You know, how do you juggle those things?
I'd say that playing volleyball does help me in basketball. There's working a lot more like different muscle groups, and there's a lot of jumping and just being active all year round, which is what like other sports help with. And I played travel ball too, so like school basketball season is not like the only time I'm in basketball. So just being active all year round is really helpful, especially whenever you're in basketball season.
Lindsay, I'm curious, as you head to the regional this weekend, you've got a chance to not only win another championship, but avenge some losses in that process. Tecumseh first and possibly Trinity Lutheran in the night game. How exciting is that to you as a competitor for this team that's had a wonderful season to get another shot at some teams that got you during the regular year?
It's real exciting because the first time we played Tecumseh, it was not our best game. We had quite a few turnovers and weren't hitting shots and just weren't playing well overall. And now that we get a second chance to make up for that is just great, especially knowing that we could go way beyond regionals.
Absolutely. Lindsay Wernert of Lanesville, our second and final guest as we preview the regional and talk with this Lanesville basketball club in advance of the Springs Valley Regional on Saturday. Lindsay, congratulations to you as well. Great season for you individually. Obviously a great season for the Eagles, and we hope it continues.
Thank you.
And that's our segment on Lanesville. Coach Hinton, Gracie Adams, and Lindsay Wernert as well. Best of luck to the Eagles this week at Springs Valley, a very, very good and a very tough 1A regional it is at Springs Valley High School. All right, we'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with our final segment. Chad Gilbert, he's the Charlestown High School Athletic Director. They are hosting the 3A regional at Charlestown, and we'll have Chad on to talk a little bit more about Silver Creek and some of the competition that is ahead for the Dragons and other items about this weekend's regional as well. Stay with us. Our girls' regional preview continues right here on the Big X Sports Radio. All right, we're back here on our girls' regional preview show here on the Big X. This final segment is brought to you by Mitch Craig Heating and Cooling, and we've talked to Silver Creek coaches and some key players, and same for Lanesville in the last segment, and now we get a chance to talk with Chad Gilbert. He's the Charlestown High School Athletic Director, and he's the host of the 3A Regional at Charlestown where Silver Creek will play. And Chad, it is going to be an outstanding field this weekend. Let's first talk about tickets. What's the ticket situation for the regional at Charlestown High School this week?
Matt, we're doing tickets all on GoFan Digital Online. And what we're doing with it is each team will get 400 tickets. That ticket will only be good for each session. So in other words, the morning session, Washington will have 400 tickets. Rushville will have 400 tickets. After that game, the gym will be cleared. That ticket will not be good for the Silver Creek Memorial game. Silver Creek will have 400 tickets. Memorial will have 400 tickets. They will come in and go from there. Now, you can attend both games if you purchase tickets to both sessions. And that's something that's different in the past. Right now, we still have tickets available. But I would think closer to Saturday, that those 800 capacity from each session will go pretty fast. And that's one thing that we're wanting to do is this. We want to create an environment that is safe for our kids, number one, but an exciting environment. You know, the main thing on this thing, Matt, is these coaches have worked hard. The kids have worked hard. Administrators, parents have worked hard to get to this point. We want this to be as memorable as possible, a positive experience, win or lose. There's not going to be one team that wins this, but we want all four teams to have a positive experience. And we want these players to create memories that last well throughout their lifetime. You know, winning a sectional is a big deal. But if you can get past this regional, especially in the Charlestown regional, which this is our we've hosted it. This will be year number six. So in the past 5 years, four of the teams who have won this regional have advanced to the state finals.
Wow, really good success for teams coming out of the Charlestown regional. Let's look at the teams. Obviously, as the host, you're more focused on the event running smoothly. You really don't have any connection to any of the four schools coming. But the records of these teams, you've got Silver Creek, 21-3. They take on a very good Evansville Memorial team, 18-4. That's game number two on Saturday. In the first game, Washington, who's 19-1, takes on Rushville, who's 17-8. The funny thing is it's such a good, talented regional with coaches, teams, players that probably the Washington record, the best in the field, they aren't the favorite to win it, maybe not even the second favorite to win it.
No, and that's one thing I do want to add is Washington was here last year. Rushville was here the year before that. Memorial was here last year as well. And, of course, Silver Creek is plays here in the Holiday Tourney and so on. All four teams, none of them have played on the court this year. The Holiday Tournament was canceled. We played Silver Creek on the road. So all four teams are going to have an hour to shoot prior to the game in the gym with gym lights on. But we feel like they're all acclimated. They've been here before. Washington coming in, their only loss to Evansville Memorial. Evansville Memorial, who won the Hall of Fame Classic versus Silver Creek, who is extremely battle-tested, Matt. You look at their – if anyone used the pandemic to their advantage, it's the Silver Creek Dragons. They went out and scheduled teams that they normally wouldn't play. They went up to the region and played a game instead of playing the Holiday Tourney. So Scott Shane knew he had a team that was a championship caliber, state championship caliber to make a run and took advantage of the pandemic. So kudos to him for that, and that's a smart move on his part as well as administration. And then you talk about Melissa Marlowe at Rushville, who's a Hall of Fame coach. You know, this is a in girls basketball, this is kind of a who's who of 3A. The teams have advanced. 3A have been there, successful programs throughout the year. One thing, you know, you talk about Evansville Memorial. When we made our run in 2011, Memorial and Jeffersonville stayed in the same hotel. You know, you think about all the things that go on that week, all the fun, all the excitement, all the ups and downs getting there. The one thing that stands out in my mind through that is we came back to the hotel that night. It was late. We were in Fort Wayne. It was probably 11:30. And Memorial's waiting up for us to give us a standing ovation. They won the 3A game. They're waiting on us to come in and celebrate winning the 4A game. So Memorial's always held a special place with Hall of Fame coach Bruce Dougherty in my heart. Now, they have a new coach now who's done an outstanding job. And that Silver Creek Memorial game, it's liable to be a 103-102 game when it's all said and done. Both those teams will get up and down the court. And that may be the best game in the tournament at any level, sectional, regional, semi-state, at any class this year. So the second game at the Charlestown Regional, that's going to be the game to watch.
Chad Gilbert, he's the host of the 3A Regional at Charlestown this weekend. Some great coaches, great players, and Chad, a great job to you guys, and also kudos to Jeffersonville, as next week the Jeffersonville gym will be host one of two Southern semi-states. They'll host some great basketball that next week as well. I love to see our local facilities, which are in many cases the best in the state, the best in the region, get the chance to be showcased. So again, great work by your people to host again. I know it's a lot of work, and it doesn't always lead to a lot of income and money for the host school, but it's, I think it's a good thing to do for your community and for our area.
Matt, one thing I truly think, and you think about this with Bedford hosting that regional, I think we've got some young kids coming up in our program that they're going to be strong moving forward. But I think with our local schools hosting these semi-states, hosting these regionals, kids in your program, young kids in Southern Indiana get to come to the games with their parents, see basketball at that high level and think, one day I want to be on that court playing, Dad. One day I want to be on that court playing, Mom. And they do what they need to do. I think that motivates kids doing that. And I think that's why you've seen such a strong Southern Indiana flavor when it comes to the state finals, because we've been able to host these things. And a lot of young kids have been involved in an early age, and that's motivated them to get on that court someday.
No question. Chad Gilbert, host of the 3A Regional at Charlestown. Chad, best of luck hosting things this weekend, and we'll talk with you soon.
Man, appreciate the run. Appreciate all the coverage you do for Southern Indiana sports. And good luck to all the teams out there. Remember, there's only going to be one winner. Make the memories, have fun, leave it all on the court.
Absolutely. Chad Gilbert, my guest. And that's going to wrap up this girls' regional preview show. The very best of luck to Coach Shane and Silver Creek, also Coach Hinton and Lanesville as well. Our hope is that we're back for a Semi-State preview show, because it means next week we have at least one local team still alive in the girls' basketball state tournament that will culminate a few weeks down the line in Indianapolis at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Our thanks to all of our sponsors, including UPSJobs.com, T.A. Jenkins Company, LLC, Design, Build, or Remodel, and also Mitch Craig Heating and Cooling for bringing you this program. We'll be on the air Saturday at Charlestown about 12:40 with pregame coverage on WNAS, our partners in this regional coverage on Saturday. We'll have IU here on the Big X, but the Silver Creek Evansville Memorial game on WNAS. You can catch it at 88.1 FM. And also streaming online. Lots of different ways you can listen. Check out our social media for details. If the Dragons win, we'll stay at Charlestown and be back on Saturday night for the regional championship game. It should be a good one. Thanks for being with us. This is our girls' regional preview show here on the Big X Sports Radio.